Welcome to Raising Awareness with Deborah Hill, raising your awareness with timely insights, profound wisdom, and fascinating guests. Deborah is a renowned intuitive coach, counselor, author, speaker, and the creator of many exciting courses, including Explode Into Life. She specializes in profound core transformation in relationships, business, and personal growth. One session will change your life, and her courses will propel and support you on your journey.
So happy to have you on the show today. I have a very exciting guest, someone I have known and worked with for years, and I'm really happy to have her here to help us to explode into life. Anya McAndrew is a psychotherapist, ordained high priestess, and spiritual guide, and she resides in a shamanic retreat community in the Smoky Mountains of Western North Carolina. Her early work, expressed through the lens of second wave feminism, integrated with transpersonal psychology and spirituality in the Midwest. For the past 13 years, Anya has facilitated several versions of the shamanic priestess process and the shamanic Magdalene mysteries around the U.S. and in Costa Rica, integrating a lifetime of therapeutic work with women. Anya is also a master shamanic astrologer, a shamanic breathwork practitioner, imago couples therapist, and sacred sexuality educator. She had a private psychotherapy practice in Atlanta for 14 years and is a bishop in the Madonna Ministry and a shamanic global minister with Venus Rising. She's also a contributor to the audio CD, The Priestess Within, Your Direct Divine Connection, and speaks and is interviewed extensively for her work. She synthesizes 36 years of wisdom into an integrated perspective that is highly accessible and spiritually empowering in these transformational times. Anya has written several articles, and you can learn more about her and read about these articles at www.goddessontheloose.com. And we are going to talk to Anya in just a moment.
Are you ready to shift into a new era? Explode into life profoundly and effectively in a brand new way. Explode is an interactive multimedia experience with videos, audio meditations, written guidance, and exercises that make changing your life fun, effortless, and exciting. Connect with yourself and the God Source deeply and profoundly. Find your joy and create your life. Release your pain and fear. Find a new place of love and support. And finally, explode into life. Experience a profound transition as you take the journey and explode into life with grace and wisdom at www.explodeintolife.com.
Perfect. I'm so happy to have you on the show, Anya.
Thank you, Deb.
Picking up on your North Carolina retreat energy. I love the Smokies. One of my favorite places in the whole world.
Well, I hope you can come visit me sometime soon.
Yes, I would love that. You know, I know that your sacred work is in several areas. Can you say how all these different areas are related?
Well, Deborah, I think that all of the topics and modalities of many of us, but certainly myself, I can only speak for myself, are ways that we grow our soul, which is, you know, what we're here to do ultimately. And I feel that, you know, really that's the highest priority. It's what else is there really when it comes down to the basics of this earth experience, especially in these times, when we're more than ever needing to make some real choices about what our priorities really are. And we get to choose every day, I think, whether we want to engage in meaningless, soulless activities and relationships and jobs and habits that drain us and also drain our soul's life force energy, or to really step up into discovering what our soul's purpose is if we've not done that, or if we have discovered what we're here to do, to start doing it or continue doing it or get back on track doing it. And I know that's really what your work is about, too. But in my work, I teach that the soul is really connected to the feminine. It's about feminine embodiment. The soul embodies in us, and that she just wants to experience and experience and experience some more. So if we're doing something that bores us rather than following our passion or doing what fascinates us and turns us on, then our soul undoubtedly creates an experience for us, such as a disease or accident or some other drama, to get us back on track. And, of course, that's not the only reason our soul creates these things. I'm not passing judgment on any of our creations, because I believe that our soul creates these things in for other reasons as well, sometimes to complete our soul's agreements, to play parts in other soul stories, and there can be lots of reasons that souls create dramas for us to play out. And these days, I for one, prefer to create through joy and grace and ease, which is easier said than done sometimes.
Yeah,
but I really don't want to also be in control of what my soul wants for me, and it could be anything. And I intuit, really, that I'm here to complete my soul's work this lifetime, because this is really a big lifetime, not only for me, but for most of us. So
really
I can talk specifically about, you know, each of the broad areas of my work and how it has to do with soul work, but you lead the way here, and I'll follow
okay,
your
well,
lead.
Okay, well, I know we have a lot of topics to talk about, and we can see how what we go into. I think it's so true what you're saying, that it is a time not only that we're all feeling the need to move into fulfilling our soul purpose, but there is a lot less leeway. I know that if I'm not doing exactly what I need to be doing at the time, I get tired and anxious, and I just don't feel right. And I think it's so important that we tune into that, because it will get us on our path and will accelerate so much faster and get to where we want to go so much more quickly if we do that.
Yes, yes. And there's, you know, all kinds of ways to get to our soul purpose. And it's about finding the ways that are appropriate for you and what's up for you. Some of us learn, you know, are learning big lessons in relationships. Some of us are needing to connect, you know, with either a masculine self or a feminine self, or action or our doing or our receptivity and our being, and some of us need to, you know, work more on releasing old conditioning and patterns from the past, or even, you know, energetic frequencies from the past. So there's so many different ways to work these days, and so many different options for people.
Absolutely, and I think that the first step, as you mentioned, is to connect with yourself, your highest self, your soul self, and with Source and all of that around us, as we do in Module 1. Because once you do that, then you can and connect with your intuition and your ways of communicating, you really know how to move forward in your path. And I really wanted to also clarify for people who may not be as familiar with your work that when you talk about the feminine, we're really clear that we all have a male and female part to ourselves.
Absolutely.
And I know you're helping all of us to awaken our female self.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, you're speaking in a month, I guess, at the Atlanta Nourish Soul Conference on a really important topic, I think, that's really ties a lot of things together, multidimensionality. Can you tell us a little bit about this and how you ventured into it?
Yes. Actually, a few years ago, my soul was longing to learn more about really the history and the nature of our Earth experience through time. It's always been a fascination of mine. I've always been interested in the ancient civilizations and what they've left. And I actually have devoured the work of Barbara Marciniak. And, you know, through time I felt pretty clearly that I was actually a Pleiadian light worker, that I actually came, my source was Pleiades, and that I volunteered to come here a long time ago, probably during the time of Atlantis. And I know that I've been here a long time, but I feel that that was my point of entry onto the earth, and that I was one of these volunteers that made an agreement that I would be here until this particular cycle of duality was complete. So I wanted to learn more about that. I always just craved, you know, that kind of information. So my husband Gary and I had given ourselves the gift of a yoga retreat at Maya Tulum in Mexico a couple of years ago. So I grabbed a book that I hadn't written because it just looked like it was just, you know, one of those books that you sit down with and don't get up for a while. So I grabbed The Pleiadian Agenda by Barbara Handclaw. And that was that book was actually written in 1996, and it sort of fell off the shelf for me. And I felt that it would be a perfect read for my vacation time. And this particular piece is a channeled book. Most of it is channeled. And this is where I first learned of an actual model of multidimensionality. And so all the bells and whistles kept going off all week, and I read the entire book. And then when I got home, I started looking for more, and I got videos, did meditations, and started integrating this body of work into my life in all ways, and in all the ways that I could.
So what do we need to know about multidimensionality?
Well, Deborah, the Pleiadians who came through Barbara Handclaw, and that is a group that she works with, say that it's really important for us to be aware of nine dimensions by 2012. And, you know, there are probably way many more dimensions than that. I've heard, I don't know, I think I've heard 23, and I've heard, you know, 12, and I've heard, you know, who knows how many dimensions there actually are. They may be unlimited.
People try to define them specifically because, you know, things are in flux.
They are, and they're probably more being grown, you know?
Yes.
But that we be important for us to be aware of nine dimensions by 2012. And there are several reasons this makes sense. One is that the dimensions are connected to our chakras. And another is that many of us have been receiving information for a long time from various dimensions, and we've not known how to make sense of this information. We just kind of have had, I know I have had, just kind of an amorphous idea about the dimensions. And so, you know, perhaps some have thought they were crazy or weird or kept these experiences to themselves, you know, just like all the millions who've seen spaceships or UFOs or had abduction experiences or visitations or, you know, see spirits, you know, have been made to feel by whoever that we were somehow not okay. So, you know, it's really time that these kinds of experiences be made normal and natural, and that we really get over the idea that we only exist in this one dimension of 3D, or that we're somehow alone in the universe, or that when we die, that's it. And to me, those are the beliefs that I think are crazy. You know, because how can that be? And, you know, so another reason to embrace our multidimensionality is that we have also been receiving messages from other dimensions collectively as well, like the crop circle. And in 3D, we're an interface between the lower dimensions and the higher dimensions. So we might as well get used to the idea that we live in a multidimensional existence so that we can learn to perceive this way.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's fascinating. First of all, one of the things I think about is people don't realize that we have more than seven chakras.
Mm-hmm.
You know, chakras being the energy centers that are in the body that start at the base where the bottom of our spine, the sacral area, and move up the seventh being the top of our head, but we also have two other chakras, and I do believe we are opening, it is what we are opening to right now in this new era, isn't it, to that highest self, those higher chakras.
Yes, and I think that it's really time for us to also heal our connections with the lower chakras as well. And that's a big part of the work that I have been doing with the feminine, because the feminine chakras I consider to be the lower chakras. They're the ones that actually connect us to the earth, and that we've kind of, in a way that that sort of spiritually polarized systems of spirituality have sort of judged the lower chakras as bad and the higher chakras as the good chakras, which is similar to the way that we, for the last 5,000 years or so, have judged the feminine.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always been interested in the lower chakras and also the lower dimensions. And it's just interesting to really look at this model,
mm-hmm.
and how this model actually can serve us.
It's interesting when you mention owning the lower chakras, seeing how important it is, how we get so caught up in things and areas we don't need to be because we're not paying attention to our emotions and to how we're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then our feelings are telling us things, yeah. are giving us really strong messages in our bodies, speaking to us about things that are very important. And if we're not tuned into it and honoring it, we're missing critical information,
mm-hmm.
and make a lot of mistakes because of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. And that's the way the masculine in us, and I don't want to get too off topic in terms of the
mm-hmm.
dimensions, but that's the way the masculine in us can, the patriarchal masculine in us can sort of take over, that the patriarchal masculine within us, men and women, has been the bully. And it's you know, totally disconnected. It's been a bully to the body. It's been a bully to the emotions, it's been a bully to the feminine, and it's been a bully to the inner child within us. And we have to, you know, my husband Gary is, you interviewed him a couple of weeks ago, and he's ready to launch on a book called The New Masculine. And I think that's one of the biggest services that we can offer the world right now, is to help all of us understand and see how the immature masculine has been running the planet, and that we have to unplug that patriarchy within us as well.
Mm-hmm. How the immature male has been running ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that will lead us to new values and understandings in this era.
Mm-hmm.
So that multidimensionality will really help us.
Yes, yes. And it's interesting that the Pleiadians feel that it's necessary that we, you know, be able to recognize and perceive this multidimensionality. It's necessary for our survival if we want to stay in bodies in the coming time. That ultimately, as we grow into being able to perceive our multidimensional selves, we actually come home to ourselves. We attain unity consciousness with ourselves. We embrace the diversity of others, and the world ultimately heals. And that really makes sense, that it's necessary for our survival. That, you know, you were talking about how, you know, pushing away our emotions, and of course, that can make us, ultimately, it can make us sick. And the other piece of that is that ultimately we have other selves, you could say lower dimensional selves, that are trying to come home to us. And our emotions are the way that we recognize those selves. are one of the ways we can recognize those selves. Also, what's happening in our bodies is another way of recognizing those lower dimensional selves that actually just want to come home. They want to come into unity consciousness with the rest of us, as well as that, as us coming into consciousness, unity consciousness with our higher selves. So the emotions are really a key to connecting with all of the dimensions, actually.
Well, I like that you're discussing not only the multidimensionality of, you know, the different dimensions of life, but the dimensions of self, because we tend to think of ourself as so simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we have, Freud said, you know, there's the ego self, and that was mind-blowing, you know, that there are actually different parts, three different parts, but there's so many different parts of ourselves that are integrating.
Yes, other dimensional selves, parallel lives, past lives, future lives. You know, and I want to put a plug in here for the second dimension too, for 2D. You know, the first dimension is the iron core crystal of the earth, and the Pleiadians say that that's actually our base chakra. It's that our base chakra is in the center of the earth, which is really interesting. But 2D is where is the place of the elementals and the minerals and the viruses and the bacteria. And look what we've done to the planet and how we have disturbed, you know, the second dimension and how that's reflecting in our own bodies. The disturbances, the great disturbances that we've unleashed as we've dragged elements out of 2D, like pumping all the oil out, which is the lifeblood of our Mother Earth, and destroying the water and loosening these viruses and bacterias. And then we wonder, really, why our bodies are out of balance. So I have been fascinated with 2D because I think that it's real key to healing ourselves in the future, that we have to have a good relationship with these dimensions to really come into complete and total balance.
So, you know, I understand what you're saying about the 1 and the 2D. I know there's a lot more information about that. But we're also living in the 3D,
right?
Which we don't want to undermine. What do you think our purpose is here in this 3D dimension?
Well, you know, we are, the Pleiadians say that we are the keepers of 3D. So, you know, that, and of course we haven't been doing a very good job.
We're learning.
Yes, we're learning. We're still, you know, sometimes I feel like we're like young, unconscious parents, you know, who've been abusing our kids and acting out and getting high instead of taking care of our responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's really, I was talking to a client this morning, and she said that she was just in Washington, D.C., representing organic farmers. And she said, you know, she said our country is being run by 24-year-old frat boys. And it's really true that it's time for us to grow up into the next stage, which is adulthood, really. Sometimes I think that we need to have our first Saturn return or something, you know, and become sober, not just sober in terms of morose, but sober in terms of clear and clean and, you know, also joyful and present-centered, you know, really human beings, 3D human beings who care about ourselves, each other, and our Mother Gaia, and that our purpose here is, you know, we have come in from other dimensions, and our purpose here is to wake up in this dimension, to grow our souls, which ultimately is to wake up, to embrace all that we are and all that's around us, to move to that next stage of consciousness, which I really do believe is unity consciousness with all that is, sacred union with all that is.
Yes, that's That's my plan.
Mine too.
I'm working on it. That's why I did explode, you know. I could have retired, but I just can't help but try to get other people to see how much they can transform their lives in the world by just taking a leap in consciousness and becoming more aware.
I know. So, I really, you know, a couple of years ago, I read Susan Weed's Menopausal Years, and she talked about the Crohn's Year Away, and I said, okay, I want a Crohn's Year Away. And so I planned that for when I turned 60, and people keep saying to me, I thought you were supposed to be on sabbatical. And, you know, and my response is, well, it's kind of a partial sabbatical. You know, I'm not doing, you know, it used to be that I'd have maybe 5 weekends a year available, and it's not true anymore. So I do have a lot more leisure time, but I'm still working. I'm still doing my sacred work. It's still right in front of me, and there's so much to be done.
And you know what's so beautiful about it? I was skiing last week with my daughter, and it was perfect ski conditions, and I was having such a good time, and thinking, well, what's more fun than this? And realized, well, writing and communicating with others and helping people explode into life is more fun than even my best ski day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you do find your soul and your purpose here and what you're supposed to be doing, and when you are in touch and on your path, that is the most enjoyable thing to do. So, yeah, we have to take time off. But when you say, well, I want to take time off to do something enjoyable, that doesn't work because you are doing the most enjoyable thing that you could.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have been doing a lot of research this year, you know, internally and you know, externally, and on multidimensionality and this whole concept of ascension, and it's really been fascinating me. So I'm very grateful that I have the time to do that, because then I can, you know, I just did a silent retreat, a women's silent retreat north of Cincinnati in a beautiful retreat center called Hope Springs, and what I found coming through in those, you know, those 3 days was a new level of sacred work. So, you know, we just don't get away from it, I guess. Like you said, once we find our sacred work and our sacred purpose, we just keep doing it until we're used up or whatever.
Whatever, we haven't figured that out. Well, we're going to take a very quick break right here.
Okay.
And then we're going to get back and talk more about multidimensionality.
If you feel stuck going through a transition, if you need insight, direction, or just a clear perspective, if you're tired of your life not going the way you want it to, transform your relationships, business, yourself, and your life quickly and effectively with Deborah Hill's intuitive coaching, counseling, and courses. Deborah has miraculously guided thousands of clients for over 30 years. Let her show you how to take your life to the next level joyfully, profoundly, and quickly. Visit the Awareness Initiative to learn more or download free information, meditations, and videos at www.awarenessin.com.
And we're back talking with Anya McAndrew, a lovely lady who's telling us all about multidimensionality as part of her work as a shamanic healer, priestess, so many things that Anya does. So, Anya, how do you think that multidimensionality is being inspired in us? What are some of the things that are helping us to open up to it?
Well, I think there really are, you know, influences that are helping us to become multidimensional. It's not that we have this big, huge task of all of a sudden, you know, opening up to these energies, that it's happening. And, you know, astrologically and astronomically, we've been aligned with the center of the galaxy since 1989, which is in actuality is a black hole. And this is the ninth dimension. This is 9D. this is where energy is being consumed as well as radiating out. This is where the current timeline has been emitted from, this timeline that, you know, goes back, some say 16 billion years, that we're completing, our whole universe is completing a timeline that's 16 billion years long, and that it is, you know, being completed now. And that this alignment with the center of the galaxy, which means that the sun has been rising at galactic center, the location of the sky, which is aligned with galactic center, has been happening since 1989. So we're in the zone. And what's happening is that this energy that is being transmitted from galactic center, and we're receiving these huge transmissions through our sun, which is aligned with galactic center. So if you, you know, are familiar with the solar storms, or your listeners are familiar with the solar storms and the flares and the coronal mass ejections, they've been huge. And what's happening is our bodies are evolving magnetically as a result of this. And we're all feeling, you know, we're feeling all kinds of different things. I mean, I'm getting calls like crazy from people who are, you know, having meltdowns and breakthroughs and, you know, asking me, what's going on? as I said before, we've also been receiving vibrational information through the crop circles. And the crop circles, which are something I've been fascinated by over the last many years, have actually been imprinting codes into our water systems, like homeopathic remedies for evolution.
Really?
So what happens is the crop circles imprint the plants. They're made with heat, and they're made with actually light, which, you know, is heat. And they it's like pressing the heat into the plants. It presses the water out of the plants, but it imprints the very code in a holographic way into the water, which then goes into the tributaries, which then goes into the bigger waterways and the oceans. So we're getting actual homeopathic remedies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In our bodies through the crop circles, and you know how amazing these crop circles have been.
Mm-hmm.
So
makes me want to go swimming in the ocean.
I know. So, you know, it's fascinating. I mean, these are just two ways that we are receiving information. I'm sure there are countless other ways that we're receiving this information to allow us to really evolve into multidimensional beings, whether we know it or not.
Nice to have help.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Now, you know, there are a lot of people. Yeah.
I also believe that we're getting help from multidimensional beings that are interfacing with us. You know, beings from other dimensions have been here forever, and mm-hmm. it's time that, you know, we really get that. And, you know, people are having all kinds of experiences, more and more and more experiences about.
And I really am happy about that, because, as you said, it's time for us to be open to that and admit it. You know, I have been talking to the Ascended Masters and angels, archangels, for many, many years,
mm-hmm.
all my life. I mm-hmm. admitted to myself about 15 years ago, and finally coming out of the closet, so to speak, and saying, okay, yeah, mm-hmm. I talk to them all the time, and and I get a lot of great information, which you'll notice and explode into life. But I just want other people so much to be able to open to that communication so that they can have the experience. I mean, they've been my biggest support system, my mm-hmm. greatest friends. And, you know, who better to hang out with? Lots mm-hmm. of great information and insight and wonderful sense of humor is when you're hanging out at a certain level.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So and I don't have those kinds of experiences, so it's always refreshing for me to, and I've hung out with people who have those kinds of experiences my whole life,
mm-hmm.
and I came in to do something different than that, so I just love hanging out with people who get that kind of information.
Vicarious vibration.
Yeah, I think the vibration is there. It's just I have had to learn to see and to feel in a different way.
And I appreciate you doing that. You know, I believe that you are very capable of hearing and communicating, but in this lifetime have chosen to do some other work, and
mm-hmm.
thanks for that.
Yeah, right.
So there are a lot of people, though, that are not getting this.
Uh-huh.
I know there are people who would listen to this show and go, oh, this is really crazy stuff. And so they'll never really understand this, which is
mm-hmm.
unfortunate. But do you think these people are still moving at this time? Or
so? Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I do believe that people are getting it at some level, but they're getting it from the place they live. You know, and we all live in different places. We have different worldviews, but even the most, you know, even the most skeptical among us do now get that we are going through a huge shift, and that there's an incredible acceleration that's happening, and that there's some kind of evolution or change that's happening on the planet. And I do believe that we're all evolving. And I also believe collectively we've passed the point where that we're not going to have any more wars on the planet. I really believe that. I believe that this is going to be a year where we're going to see huge shifts on many levels, economically, especially as there have been forces in control of the planet that I think we can't deny anymore. They've been in control of the planet for eons, and we've let them be in control of the planet. We've let ourselves be put to sleep by these forces. We've allowed ourselves to be hoodwinked and to live behind the veil, and that now that's shifting. And once the controls come off of the people worldwide, and we can all sigh a sigh of relief, then I think what we're going to see is a huge technological and spiritual and humanitarian renaissance, which will take us all into a leap of consciousness as a planet. And I think the only way that we can stop this, really, everyone, is to continue being attached to the way things have been, to victim consciousness, to addiction and pain and suffering, and to our fear of the unknown. I think that a lot of people are so afraid of the unknown and of change that will be the downfall for some folks. But I think there are going to be more and more souls waking up and certainly being willing to accept the change, because it's not looking good for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of suffering happening on the planet right now.
Yeah, it's a time where there is little room for a little leeway for
mm-hmm.
error, and particularly for negativity. The karmic backlash is pretty immediate in these times and
mm-hmm.
accentuated.
Mm-hmm.
We end up slapping ourselves pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was thinking last night, you know, about fear and how getting into fear is one of the biggest preventers of moving forward. But I was thinking about the phrase "the fear of God," and my understanding of the fear of God is that when you realize how big and how amazing and how powerful it is, it's frightening. It's,
mm-hmm.
you know, mind-blowing in a way. But I've realized that I have I fear myself more than I fear God.
Yeah.
I hurt me more than God does.
Yeah.
By a long shot. So it's, you know, we really, you know, when we act out, when we're not in tune, when we are not paying attention to those lower chakras and aspects of self as well as our higher dimensions, we get ourselves into trouble, and we're learning quickly not to do that, like little shocks that are happening to us.
Yeah.
So we're, I love your vision, though, of where we're going as a planet and as souls. It's beautiful. I see that, but you said it very well. And I think one of the best ways of helping, too, is to be praying for that.
Holding a vision for it, that, you know, that those we love and those that, you know, have the choice to make a difference will really make that choice. You know, certainly I believe that the Earth is evolving, that Gaia is evolving into a higher dimension, and that she's earned it. But whether we, you know, evolve with her is really a choice for each soul. And I do believe that we'll be making that choice this year, whether we want to be a part of this process or not. This is a choice point year, collectively.
And it is. We do have choices. And so I hope, you know, Explode Into Life can help people to make the right choices. And I know that you have done a lot of work to help people make the right choices. So how does this multidimensionality work tie into the work that you're doing with women?
Well, I have been including this multidimensional work, activating the dimensions. I'll be doing a short version of this at the Nourish Soul conference that I'm going to be doing coming up in Atlanta. But I've been doing a longer version of teaching and activating the dimensions as part of my advanced shamanic priestess work, which is called the Shamanic Magdalene Mysteries. And I'm also, as I said earlier, gestating a new third level of my shamanic priestess work, which goes beyond the Magdalene Mysteries and will move even more into the upper chakras and the higher dimensions. And the work I have been doing is really helping women to clear out the lower chakra wounds so that they're ready to move into the higher dimensional work. But, you know, culturally, women have been disconnected. We've all been disconnected from the earth and our bodies and our feminine souls. So that's where my work has been over the last many years. And as women, we're naturally so resonant with the earth, with 3D, that part of our coming into wholeness is to reconnect with our bodies and Mother Gaia, and then to begin to move into the higher chakras and the higher dimensions once we're grounded and integrated with our soul purpose. And I think that the more women come home to their bodies into their connection with the earth, which is, you know, what some are calling the indigenous soul, you know, that we really reconnect with that indigenous soul that's in love with the earth, the more power women will step into. And, you know, I do believe that this next phase that women are going to, they're going to have a big part in leading the way. Not that we're going back to any kind of matriarchy, but we are moving into a time of what's been called the solar feminine, a feminine who finally stands up and says, no more. We are going forward. You know, we're embracing, we are protecting the beings, you know, the plants, the animals, the water, the human beings, healing starvation, stopping war, you know, it's so time.
And it's so time to start doing that to ourselves as well, our own place, because I went to a party the other day with some very lovely people, and the food and the beverage that was served was so unhealthy. And I came home you know, feeling terrible. Both my husband and I didn't feel well. And it's just a real indication of how we run our world, how we run our bodies sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
We allow some of our parts of ourselves, whether they be male or whatever, to, or maybe our immature male, to say, well, I can eat this. I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I can, you know, this won't hurt me.
Right.
And it does.
Yeah.
And we can't run our bodies that way, and we can't run our planet that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's time to be holistic. You know, we have to look. We have to pay attention to so many different levels, and that's again, you know, coming back to multidimensionality. You know, we can be multidimensional about the way we even live in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
You know, exactly what you're saying is paying attention to what we do in so many different ways and on so many different levels.
And, you know, you and I know that that is not a sacrifice, that, in fact, it's such a blessing. You know, you being out in North Carolina and parts of the world that are so untouched and beautiful and healthy, and to be in that place, to know the earth in that way, and to also know the God source in that way, God, Goddess source, in that place within ourselves, to be connected with soul and source. There is no bliss that's comparable to that. That I know of.
Yeah, I feel very grateful every day for having done the pioneering work of getting here and establishing a home here in this community. It wasn't easy, but I'm here, so I get to walk in nature every day with my animals and drink really clean water and, you know, just enjoy the air, and even with the occasional chemtrails, to enjoy the air and the mountains right outside my back door.
So you're doing some remarkable things and have done. Can you tell us a little more about what people can learn from you, where they can find you, where you're going to be, and how to get in touch?
Sure. My website is goddessontheloose.com. It's pretty easy to remember. My email is the same, Anya, which is A-N-Y-A-A, at goddessontheloose.com. And I do a variety of work. My husband and I just facilitated we've done this workshop about 12 times, called Discovering Your Sacred Purpose as a Couple. I don't know that we'll be doing it again this year, but we may. And I do couples work, couples retreats, personal intensives with individuals. That's pretty much the way that I do my transpersonal shamanic psychotherapy these days, is people come and live with me. They come and they stay with me for, you know, anywhere from one to over a period of days, and we work in an in-depth way. And I really love this because we have a temple upstairs where we have a two-story round house that overlooks the mountains and hot tub, and the guest suite is upstairs right next to the temple, which is where I do a lot of my work. And so the folks who come here can be a part of our family. We can work together, walk together. They can relax, have a retreat. They can choose from lots of different modalities. We watch a movie together, eat together, and it becomes a whole experience rather than the old paradigm way of working, which was one session a week or one session every 2 weeks. So this particular way of working allows so much to happen and allows me to stay home and to really host people who come. So I've done quite a bit of that kind of work over the last several years. And it also really allows for integration time. It's really soul work that allows us to meet each other as human beings and actually live together for a bit while we're working. And then the shamanic priestess work, this is where I integrate everything that I have known for the last, everything that I've done, all the work that I have have done, I integrated into my shamanic priestess work. And it's the journey of the feminine. It's the way we clear out the old patriarchal programming of lifetimes so that we can get to who we really are as souls who chose to be embodied as women and fully step into our purpose as powerful creators, healers, teachers, lovers, mothers, anything that we chose to be is our life purpose. And we also work with living ceremony, dance, and we can, this is where we ceremonialize and embody our conscious intentions, which is intentions are so important, as you know, too, Deborah, something that, and, you know, the ceremony and the ritual is something that we're relearning from ancient times, from that indigenous soul part of ourselves. So I will be, this year, I'll be doing 3 different pieces around the shamanic priestess process. One, I'm starting a circle in Indianapolis, starting a circle in Chicago, and I'm also doing a 14-day accelerated intensive where a woman can go through the entire shamanic priestess process in 2 weeks here in the fall, in September. And then every year I also facilitate a sexual healing week-long for women who have sexual wounds or really want to just reconnect with their life force energy. That's a week-long retreat, and we just sort of turn the space into a tropical retreat center. I used to do this workshop in Costa Rica, and this is probably the 7th year, maybe the 12th time I've done it. And the last 4 years or so, I've brought it here to Isis Cove. We have a retreat community, so we have a retreat house, we have a wonderful caterer, the temple is where we do our work, and we just kind of walk around in sarongs for the week and eat tropical food and pretend we're in Costa Rica. And in the summer, the mountains look like Costa Rica. They really do. You can look out and go, oh, I could be anywhere. And then the other thing that I'm doing is I'm launching a conference call series, which is very inexpensive. It's $89 for 10 conference calls with a group of about 20 women, and it starts on March 22nd. It's called The Heroine's Journey of the Feminine Through Natural Time, and we come together for an hour on full moons and new moons through early August, and just move through the different themes of the heroine's journey of the feminine through patriarchy and out again into herself. And that's a way that women can work with me that don't know my work. So it's sort of a giveaway in that sense. So,
well, you're a busy lady for someone on sabbatical.
Yes, I know. And I also have a shamanic astrology practice. So I do that as well.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't do a lot every day, but I do something. And like I said, people are calling. You know, I'm sure you're getting that response too, that people are just really ready to shift.
Yes. And when you do have, you know, take time to rest and go within and find your place of solitude, when you do find that place, when you do explode or come out and speak your truth, you have so much more potency and value in what you're doing and what you say. So that you're a lot more effective.
Yes.
Well, I've loved talking to you as usual, and so appreciate you being on the show today and sharing this wealth of knowledge.
Thank you, Deborah. It's been my pleasure.
And I will also be at the conference in April, and look forward to seeing you there.
I look forward to seeing you there, too. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being a part of this experience, and I look forward to talking to you in 2 weeks and sharing more about how to explode into your life.
Thanks for joining us, and please tune in again for our next show. And many thanks to George Skouroulis for providing this wonderful music. You can find George's music at evzonemusic.com or on iTunes.